Voldemort started to move around the room. Harry lost sight of him for seconds as he prowled, speaking in that same measured voice, while the pain and fury mounted in Harry.
I have thought long and hard, Severus. Do you know why I have called you back from the battle?
And for a moment, Harry saw Snape's profile. His eyes were fixed upon the coiling snake in its enchanted cage.
No, my lord, but I beg you will let me return. Let me find Potter. You sound like Lucius. Neither of you understands Potter as I do. He does not need finding. Potter will come to me. I know his weakness, you see. His one great flaw. He will hate watching the others struck down around him, knowing that it is for him that it happens. He will want to stop it at any cost. He will come. But my lord, he might be killed accidentally by one other than yourself. My instructions to my Death Eaters have been perfectly clear. Capture Potter, kill his friends the more the better, but do not kill him. But it is of you that I wish to speak, Severus, not Harry Potter. You have been very valuable to me, very valuable.
My lord knows I seek only to serve him.
But let me go and find the boy, my lord. Let me bring him to you. I know I can. I have told you no,
said Voldemort. And Harry caught the glint of red in his eyes as he turned again, and the swishing of his cloak was like the slithering of a snake, and he felt Voldemort's impatience in his burning scar.
My concern at the moment, Severus, is what will happen when I finally meet the boy.
My lord, there can be no question, surely.
But there is a question, Severus. There is.
Voldemort halted, and Harry could see him plainly again as he slid the Elder One through his white fingers, staring at Snape.
Why did both the ones I have used fail when directed at Harry Potter?
I cannot answer that, my lord.
Can't you?
The stab of rage felt like a spike driven through Harry's head. He forced his own fist into his mouth to stop himself from crying out in pain. He closed his eyes, and suddenly he was Voldemort, looking into Snape's pale face.
My wand of you did everything of which I asked it, Severus, except to kill Harry Potter. Twice it failed. Ollivander told me under torture of the twin cores, told me to take another's wand. I did so, but Lucius's wand chattered upon meeting Potter's.
I have no explanation, my lord. Snape was not looking at Voldemort now. His dark eyes were still fixed upon the coiling serpent in its protective sphere.
I sought a third wand, Severus, the Elder Wand. The Wand of Destiny, the Death Stick. I took it from its previous master. I took it from the grave of Albus Dumbledore.
And now Snape looked at Voldemort, and Snape's face was like a death mask. It was marble white, and so still that when he spoke, it was a shock to see that anyone lived behind the blank eyes.
My lord, let me go to the boy. All this long night, when I am on the brink of victory, I have sat here,
said Voldemort, his voice barely louder than a whisper.
Wondering why the Elder Wand refuses to be what it ought to be. Refuses to perform as legend says it must perform for its rightful owner. And I think I have the answer.